proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. The Torah portion we are discussing today gives us the genesis of the conflict between Esau and Jacob and of their descendants. We see that the conflict today is mainly in the physical realm, but it began in the spiritual and will end in the spiritual. This brings to light the importance of our choices, both for ourselves and our descendants. The first time the word birthright, or in Hebrew, bechorah, is mentioned in the Tanakh is in the Torah portion called Toldot, found in Genesis chapter 25. Here, Jacob says to Esau, "Sell me this day thy birthright." Bechorah literally means firstborn. However, the biblical birthright referred to the inheritance rights of the firstborn son. At death, the father's property was divided among his sons, but the firstborn got a larger portion. This was not to squander on himself, but so that he could care for elderly family members. With the blessing of the birthright came a big responsibility. On this day, when he was tired and hungry, Esau chose the physical over the spiritual, and the immediate over the eternal, and sold his birthright to his brother Jacob for a bowl of red lentil stew. Genesis 25 verse 34 says, "Thus Esau despised his birthright." Esau did not want the birthright and all the responsibility, but he did want the double portion, the blessing. God, in his foreknowledge, knew that Esau would despise his birthright and lose both it and the blessing. In Genesis chapter 32, God changed Jacob's name permanently to Israel, meaning Prince with God. The line of the Jewish people and the promised Messiah would go through Jacob and not Esau. Esau's decision was hastily made, but it had eternal implications for both him and his descendants. A brief history lesson will prove this point. In Genesis chapter 36, God divides the brothers and sends them in two different directions for their heritage. In Genesis 37, God gives Jacob the land of Canaan or Israel, and Esau receives Mount Seir in Edom, which is the southern portion of modern Jordan, the location of where Petra is. The Edomites were never friendly toward the Israelites. In Numbers chapter 20, Edom refused to allow Moses and the children of Israel to pass through their borders on the way back to Canaan. According to Genesis 36 verse 12, Esau has a grandson named Amalek, the father of the Amalekites who over and over tried to destroy Israel. Just read the book of Judges to find out more. God told King Saul to destroy Agag, the king of the Amalekites, in 1 Samuel 15. Saul disobeyed, and for this he lost the kingdom to David. Why was God's punishment so severe? Well, the Amalekites were Israel's sworn enemies, and Saul's disobedience almost cost the lives of the Jewish people later on. Esther chapter 3 verse 1 says that the wicked Haman, who issued the evil decree to destroy the Jewish people, was an Agagite, a descendant of Agag, an Amalekite, a descendant of Esau. So again, we see one of Esau's descendants attempting to destroy Israel. In the New Testament era, one of Esau's great-great-great-grandsons, King Herod the Idumean, issued the decree to kill all the Jewish baby boys under 2 years of age, in an attempt to kill the newborn king of the Jews, Jesus the Messiah. Esau married one of Ishmael's daughters, according to Genesis 28. Thus, Ishmael and Esau's descendants became mixed together. Today, we know them as the Arab peoples of the Middle East. In 1917, the British defeated the Ottoman Turks in the Jezreel Valley. General Allenby walked into Jerusalem on Hanukkah, December of 1917. Inside Jaffa Gate, he made Husseini al-Husseini the mayor of Jerusalem. His nephew was Aman el-Husseini, who later became the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem. Hitler invited him to Berlin in 1941 to discuss the final solution of the Jewish people. He called on the Islamic world to rise up and kill the Jews. His nephew, in turn, was Yasser Arafat, the founder of the PLO. I think this passage gives us the genesis, if you will, of the conflict between Israel and those who would seek to destroy her, and shows us what the solution to every problem lies in the spiritual realm. The path that leads against God's word and his purposes leads to destruction. Now, this has been another Hebrew Nugget. You can listen to this program again at ibjm.org. So with that, remember to pray for the ministry of IBJM, and as always, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go to our website at ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and Shalom.